So, what's tomorrow, the feast of? Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. Fatima. So I just want to talk about that a little bit, because we do have a mother who was entrusted to us from heaven. If you remember the story, she was promised before Jesus was born that she was going to bear a son. The angel didn't mention any other details besides the fact that he would be called Son of the Most High. Fast forward, 30-something years, and at the foot of the cross, our Lord then continues her mission when he is dying on the cross, and he says, "Behold your son," looking at John. And he's giving to us his mother. John already had a mother, just for the record. He had the mother of Zebedee, the mother of Zebedee's sons, that's the mother of John. So he had a mother. Our Lord was giving him a spiritual mother to be his heavenly mother. And with that moment, from that moment on, she became the mother of all of his spiritual sons and daughters. She appears again in the book of Revelation. She's there at Pentecost, gathered in prayer with all her children, the apostles. And so from that time on, she's always been a strong presence in the church, this mother of God, this heavenly mother, mother of the church. And she was asked to be God's instrument to bring about the salvation of the world. The angel Gabriel asked her, and she said what? Do you remember what she said? Anybody do Fiat 90? That was the woman's... she said, behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to your word. Fiat. There was Exodus 90 and Fiat 90. Anyway, fast forward, because, she moves on. Jesus ascends. She is assumed into heaven. The church goes on and on for 1900 years. Lots of different miracles happen along the journey. But then in 1917, May 13th, three little children, ages 10, 9, and 7. Anybody know their names? Jacinta, Jacinta, Francisco, and Lucia. Lucia is the Italian, sorry. Lucia saw this beautiful woman, and she appears to them, and she speaks to them. But before I get to what she says, I think it's important for us to remember something. Where does suffering come from? Where does terrorism come from? Where does bullying come from? Where does sickness come from? Where does it come from when you don't have gas for your grill on Mother's Day? Where does that come from? All the sufferings we go through. It comes from sin. Where does it come from when you get in arguments with the ones you love? It comes from original sin. All suffering comes from original sin. The antidote to sin and its consequences, Jesus took suffering itself, turned it around, and on Good Friday he died for us. And in that moment he took suffering and made it transform into something tremendous. And if you understand that, even though it's very difficult to understand, if you understand Jesus offering his life through great suffering for us, if you understand his mother going through tremendous suffering and loss for our salvation, that Jesus suffered and each of his brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers, as he told his disciples they would suffer with him, then we can try to understand why Our Lady would stand before these three little children and say, "Are you willing to offer yourselves to God and endure the sufferings he allows to repair the damage of sins and bring about the conversion of sinners?" Sometimes she can't ask that of adults because we're a little complicated. But she goes to little children and asks them to do that. She asks them to pray the rosary every day and to offer small sacrifices, like little flowers. You see little flowers at her feet. The children gave her little flowers this morning. But that's a symbolic offering of the little flowers of our sacrifices that she didn't hesitate to offer these little children, to invite these little children to offer to her son. And I want to compare it, if you'll bear with me, to the moment when your older brother was told, "Don't play ball in the house." Then he gets really mad at his mom, and kind of like to spite her, he throws the football in the house and breaks the crystal vase, right? But his pride is so thick that not only is he not going to fix it, he's not even going to ask forgiveness for it. So that's your older brother. I know, I'm creating this demonic image. I would never do that. But anyway, and so there's mom picking up the shattered glass, and mom asks you, "Will you help me Will you pass up your opportunity to play Xbox and Fortnite and go have an extra cookie and dessert? Will you give up those joys and pleasures for the next couple hours to help me make up for the damage that your brother has caused out of love for your brother? If you can try to understand that image, it's not a perfect analogy, but try to understand, like, that's how the church works. That's how God works. That's how Jesus' crucifixion worked when we are allowed to share under the weight of that cross. He says, unless you take up your cross every day and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. But take up your cross every day and share it with my cross out of love, and watch the impact you will have on the salvation of the world. So that's where we get off, and Our Lady did ask that of these little children. And they passed that on to us. When you read about their biographies, Jacinta and Francisco were very sick within a couple of years. They actually died shortly afterwards. They were allowed to see some very graphic images of the souls who didn't follow God and ended up somewhere else. And out of motivation to save them, they dedicated their lives to little sacrifices for our Lord. Actually, in one episode, Our Lady says, no, don't sleep with that thing that hurts you at night, just during the day. You know, you need to get your sleep. Fast forward to 1979, May 13th. Pope John Paul II, this new pope from Poland, is making his journey around St. Peter's Plaza, greeting the pilgrims, and he's shot 3 times. And as he's falling back, ready to pass out from the pain, he knows it's the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima, and he has this intuition that he's not going to die. And he attributes that miracle to her. I don't think he knew at the time that she had mentioned it in 1917, but that was predicted to happen. But he understood that that suffering was something he would offer, and he would offer a lot more suffering for the fall of communism in his home country and everything else. Suffering is part of the key for our salvation. And Our Lady knows it because she went through it. And she boldly asks us to follow that path and to share that burden at times. And she would ask it of 3 little children on tomorrow's feast day. So just an invitation, when you go through the inconveniences and sufferings of life, whether because you don't have the money to have certain pleasures and benefits of this life, or because having the money and the means, you haven't yet learned how to share it, and mom and dad might help you to do that, and that causes a little bit of suffering. Whatever the case may be, whether you're in an argument and then you have to humble yourself to ask forgiveness of your mom or dad or of your spouse, don't do it just because you have to. I know, that's not the way to do it, right? No. Do it because our Lord offers you that chance to share the cup that he had to drink. Can you drink the cup that I must drink? James and John said, yes, we can, no problem. He says, well, you don't know what you're asking, but you will drink the cup. And each Christian is invited to share that cup of suffering, whatever it may be. Life has plenty of opportunities for suffering. The Christian uniquely suffers differently and turns it into sacrifice and offers it with our Lord on the cross. And Our Lady is there, right there with us. It's actually very beautiful to have her on the altar for the moment during the month of May, looking down on the sacrifice of the cross, reminding us that it's really taking place and that we share in it when we say Holy Communion. And Jesus says, this is my body. Each of us offers back to him, Lord, take this offered back to you. This is my offering. This is all I have to give. As we get ready for the offertory, we renew that gift to him through the hands of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.